So, have you had some pretty smart coon dogs?
Yes, I've had some good ones, heck, they're good. Some I've had wasn't any good at all, but I've had a 4 or 5 number one dogs.
What made them number one dogs?
Well, if you have a dog that'll run across the tree and don't bark, you can't find him. That's no good. If you have one that'll go to the tree and bark 2 or 3 minutes and you don't have time to get there and he comes back to you and won't go back no more, you can't catch him with that. But if you have one, I've had them that stay there 8 and 10 hours till I got there.
Uh-huh.
And I could just take my good old time going, and I know they would be there, and I could hear them bark all the time, know which direction to go. And that's the difference in them. Some of them, it's like people. If you can reason things out, and you can solve your problems. A coon dog, if they can't reason things out and taking the track and the coon tricks it every way it can, if it can't reason it out what the coon has done, it can't find that coon, so it just comes back to you. So there is a lot of difference in what a dog can learn. Some can't learn anything.
What kind of tricks will a coon play on a dog?
Well, I believe before anything gets after the bottom, that they go up every tree and watch, see if anything's coming. Come back down, or they'll go over and down another tree. So a dog has a hard time to find it when it goes up one tree and goes over and down another one. And I have had them go through grapevine thickets for 200 yards till they come down. A dog have a time finding it like that. And they'll go through a water hole and go through back in a coal mine or anywhere to get away. So you have to have a smart dog to do any good coon hunting.
They'll go in a coal mine?
Yeah, I've called them back in the coal mine.
Uh-huh. Have you gone in the coal mine after this?
Yeah, I went in the coal mine for one, and it had went in there for about 200 yards and went through a big water hole and back under a pile of stuff. And the dog had to swim in there to get it. And when he got in there where it was, he climbed up on the side of the coal mine, sitting up there where the dog couldn't get it, and I shot it with a pistol. It fell in the water 20 feet away from me. The water was about that deep. And the dog was swimming with it, and I didn't want to get in the water. So I threw rocks over behind it, and it would kind of scare it, and he'd come back a little, and I'd throw another. Finally, it come over to where I could get it out of there. But it was a cold time, and I was a long way from home. I didn't want to wade that water in there.
So what were the names of some of your best coon dogs? What were they?
Well, just name them anything. I had one named Speed and one named Coley and one named Amos. You know, whoever raised the dog named it whatever they would like to. And you get one from them, you generally call it the same thing. Some people change the name, but I never did.
Uh-huh.